Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bing Miller. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Joe Boley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Earnshaw. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, George Earnshaw. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, John Kerr. Batting second. The first baseman, Johnny Woodward. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Smee Jolly. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Red Barnes. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Bill Cecil. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting eighth. The catcher, Butch Henlein. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Moore. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jim Moore. And now, play ball. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a pop-up towards third. Calm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cecil misplays the ball. That's an error on Cecil. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Barnes. Simmons reaches second base with a double. Cochran moves to third. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Calm fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnny Woodward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodward takes first base on ball four. Kerr moves to second. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kerr scores. Woodward moves to third. It's 1-0, White Sox. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly strikes out. There goes Reynolds. Here's the throw, and he's safe. One out. Red Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes takes first base on ball four. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil takes first base on ball four. Woodward scores. Reynolds moves to third. Barnes moves to second. It's 2-0, White Sox. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Reynolds scores. Barnes scores. Cecil moves to third. It's 4-0, White Sox. Butch Henlein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henlein hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cecil tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-0, White Sox. Jim Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Blondie Ryan now playing shortstop. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a fly ball into center field. Barnes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Haas moves to second. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 1 in the game. Bishop hits a fly ball into right field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kerr takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Whatwood hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Bishop reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a line drive towards third. Dykes reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0 for 1 in the game. Jolly hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 1 in the game. Dykes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 1 in the game. Cochran takes first base on ball 4. Dykes moves to second. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com juggles the ball. That's an error on Com. Dykes scores. Cochran moves to third. It's 5-1, White Sox. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Barnes, who is chasing the ball. Fox reaches third base with a triple. Cochran scores. Simmons goes all the way around to score. It's 5-3, White Sox. Pat Carraway now pitching. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fox scores. It's 5-4, White Sox. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Haas bunts in front of the plate. Henlein fields it and throws to first for the out. Miller moves to second. One out. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Miller moves to third. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Boley takes first base on ball 4. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw is 0-for-1 in the game. Earnshaw hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Barnes. Earnshaw reaches second base with a double. Miller scores. Boley moves to third. That run is unearned. It's Athletics, 5, White Sox, 5. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-2 in the game. Bishop hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dykes hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Henline settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Barnes takes first base on ball 4. Blondie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan strikes out. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Com takes first base on ball 4. Barnes moves to second. Roy Mahaffey now pitching. Butch Henlein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henlein is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Henlein strikes out. There goes Barnes. The throw from Cochran and Barnes is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Caraway fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Fox hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-5, Athletics. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Miller strikes out. 2 outs. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Caraway fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Caraway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caraway hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kerr strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Whatwood takes first base on ball 4. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Reynolds hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Whatwood goes all the way around to score. Reynolds moves to second. It's 7-6 Athletics. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0-for-2 in the game. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the White Sox 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boley hits a fly ball into right field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Mahaffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahaffey strikes out. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-3 in the game. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Caraway fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Barnes hits a pop-up towards short. Boley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Blondie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 0-for-1 in the game. Ryan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Com hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Miller. Com reaches second base with a double. Butch Henlein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henlein is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Henlein hits a fly ball towards right. Miller settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Miller. Com scores. Henlein moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Athletics, 7, White Sox, 7. Pat Caraway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caraway is 0-for-1 in the game. Caraway hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the White Sox 7. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Com. Dykes moves to second. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cochran bunts towards the mound. Caraway fields it and throws to first for the out. Dykes moves to third. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Simmons hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got four RBIs. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Caraway fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Miller hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Miller. The throw from Henlein and he is safe. Miller steals second. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Haas hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Kerr reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the White Sox 7. the White Sox will come to bat. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kerr hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Woodward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodward is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Woodward hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's Athletics, 9, White Sox, 9. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Reynolds hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Haas, who is chasing the ball. Reynolds reaches third base with a triple. Rube Wahlberg now pitching. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0-for-3 in the game. Jolly hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Reynolds tags and scores. One out. It's 10-9, White Sox. Red Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Barnes hits a line drive into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Blondie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 0-for-2 in the game. Ryan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Com hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ryan moves to third. Butch Henlein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henlein is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Henlein hits a line drive into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Athletics 9. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boley hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Barnes, who is chasing the ball. Boley reaches third base with a triple. Jimmy Moore pinch hits for Rube Wahlberg. Jimmy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Boley scores. It's Athletics, 10, White Sox, Dutch Henry now pitching. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-4 in the game. Bishop bunts in front of the plate. Henlein fields it and throws to first for the out. Moore moves to second. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Dykes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Moore scores. It's 11-10, Athletics. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cochran hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dykes moves to second. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Simmons hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dykes scores. Cochran moves to third. It's 12-10, Athletics. Tommy Thomas now pitching. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-4 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got four RBIs. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. Cochran scores. Simmons moves to second. Two outs. It's 13-10, Athletics. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Miller hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Simmons scores. It's 14-10, Athletics. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Haas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Miller moves to third. Haas moves to second. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. Boley hits a fly ball into center field. Barnes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 14, and the White Sox 10. The White Sox will come to bat. Lefty Grove now pitching. Greg Malivi pinch hits for Tommy Thomas. Greg Malivi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malivi strikes out. One out. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Whatwood hits a line drive into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 14, and the White Sox 10. The Athletics will come to bat. Big Sweet now pitching. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove strikes out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-4 in the game. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 3-for-5 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whatwood scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dykes for the out. Bishop moves to second. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cochran hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bishop moves to third. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 4-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles, a double, and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ryan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 14, and the White Sox 10. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Jolly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Reynolds moves to third. Bob Fothergill pinch hits for Red Barnes. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Blondie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ryan strikes out. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles, a double, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Com hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 14, and the White Sox 10. The Athletics will come to bat. Carl Reynolds now playing center field. Bob Fothergill now playing left field. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-5 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got 5 RBIs. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 3-for-5 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Miller hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mühlhaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Weed fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 14, and the White Sox 10. The White Sox will come to bat. Butch Henlein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henlein is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Henlein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Chick Autry pinch hits for Big Swede. Chick Autry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Autry strikes out. 2 outs. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Kerr is hit by the pitch. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Kerr moves to second. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes juggles the ball. That's an error on Dykes. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 14, and Chicago White Sox, 10. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.